We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Bosar B'cholov, Halacha Gimel. Al pi Hamaymara al posuk Va'aye Hasel Oila, B'Likutei Moran Tanina, Simen Yud Beis. This halacha is going to be based on the famous chapter Aye in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah Yud Beis, Hamuva B'Hilchos Toiloim, Halacha Gimel, which we also had a few pages ago, when we were discussing the laws of Toiloim, Halacha Gimel, Ayin Shom Heitev. Look over that chapter in Likutei Moran well. The Isa Shom, Rabbi Nazal says over there, Sheyesh Gvul L'chol Kovoid V'Kovoid Hamalubosh B'chol Maimar O'Maimar Shlo Yispashet Lachutz. In that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nazal speaks about the fact that Hashem created the world with 10 statements. The Asoro Mamorois, the famous Gemara, Basoro Mamorois Nivro Olam. Each one of those statements is related to a different section of the Kovoid of Hashem. Rabbi Nazal quotes a pasuk, Uveheicholoi Kuloi Oimer Kovoid. In the Heichal of Hashem, in the palace of Hashem, Kuloi Oimer, all of the Amorois, all of the statements, Kovoid, are Kovoid. So Rabbi Nazal says that Kavyochol Hashem has these 10 sections of his Kovoid, and corresponding to those 10 sections of his Kovoid, he made these 10 statements with which he created 10 parts of the world, or of the worlds. Each statement is related to a specific portion of creation. Each statement and each portion of creation is related to a particular section of Hashem's Kovoid. Everything in creation is a display of Hashem's Kovoid, number one. And number two, everything in creation is supposed to pay respect to Hashem. That's what it was created for. That's what man was created for. That's what the trees were created for. That's what the angels were created. Everything was created for Hashem's Kovoid. We have that famous posuk, Lichvoidi Berosiv Yitzartiv Afasisiv. For my Kovoid, I created, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. All the different worlds are for Hashem's Kovoid. The worlds were created in 10 statements. Each statement is Kovoid of Hashem. And now, Rabbi Nazal says over there, you should know that each one of these sections of Hashem's Kovoid has boundaries to it. Each section has a gvul, up to here and no more. Each one has its place. Lahavdil. You have an orchestra. There's the drum, and there's the flute, and there's the bata, you know, and each one has his place. And this guy in this particular song is supposed to play up to here and then stop, slam on the brakes. And he's supposed to wait because the next section of the song, he's not participating for the next 12 seconds. The other instruments are taking over, etc. That's in music, that's in colors, and lahavdil, that's in the Kovoid of Hashem. In the Kovoid of Hashem, it's the same thing. That each section of the Kovoid of Hashem has its boundary to it, that it should not go out of bounds. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas isur bosar b'cholav. This is tied into our discussion regarding bosar b'cholav. She'af al pi she'zeh heter v'zeh heter. Even though the meat is kosher and permitted, and the milk is kosher, afal pikein kishenischabrim yachad bosar b'cholav, when you put them together, nase chaticho di isura, it becomes something forbidden. Ki kol dover sheboilom nimshach me'asora mamoroi shebohem nivroilom v'chol sheboi, because every single thing in the world comes from the 10 statements of creation through which Hashem created the world and everything in it. V'hakoil nivro b'shvil kvoido yispor kanal. And everything was created for Hashem's honor. V'yesh gvul u'gvul l'chol kovoid v'kovoid. And each section of Hashem's honor has its boundaries. Up to here and no more. Kavyochel. Lahavdil. Like by a king. A king has different divisions. You have different divisions in the army. The navy, the air force. Each one has to know their bet. This one goes up to here, and that's it. This one is not allowed. The Air Force is not allowed to go into that water unless they coordinated with the Navy. They know the Navy is handling the water area unless told differently. And each one has his place. And if anyone goes into the other's place, it's a mess. Then it doesn't operate properly. So when we're talking about the kavod of Hashem, each part of Hashem's kavod has its boundaries. Where this aspect of Hashem's honor is operating from here to here. And it's got to stay within those bounds. If it goes out of bounds, it's not good. V'alkein kol dovor v'dovor mishuna mechaveroi betavnisoi v'tamoi v'maroi v'chu. And this is why every single thing in creation is different from something else in the way in its makeup, in its taste, in what it looks like. That's why Hashem created so many different things. There's woods, there's metals, every single thing, a whole different world. Hakol kefi hagvul shel bechinas hakovoid shel malubash boy. All based on the boundaries of Hashem's kovoid that's found in that item, in the gold, in the wood, in the mahogany, in the steel, in the human being, in the bird. Hashem's kovoid that's found in each one of those items, and Hashem's kovoid takes on the following shape and the following properties, etc. Utzrichin lishmor ma'oid es bechinas hagvulim v'hatzimtzumim shel kol bechinas kovoid shemalubash b'chol davar, and we are responsible to guard very carefully those boundaries, those limitations of each and every single aspect of Hashem's kavod that's found in each and every thing, shelo lister es hagvul hashem, that it shouldn't go out of its bounds. We know, for example, there's this little item called the ocean. And the ocean, as long as it behaves and it stays in its boundaries, everything's cool. And the second the ocean moves a little bit out of its boundaries, you have a little tsunami that can wipe out 300,000 people and 400,000 homes and do $30 trillion of damage because the ocean went a little bit out of bounds. Something moved a little out of place from what its real place is. Ki chutz legvul shom hu mekoymos hachitzonim. Because whenever we speak about out of bounds is the place of the sitra achra, the place of the klipos. The word chitzoni means outside. Vafilu bikedusha, and even within the boundaries of kedusha, osur lotzeis migvul echot legvul chaveroi. Each thing has its place, each thing has its boundary. It's not allowed to go out of its boundaries. I'm not allowed to go into your house unless I knock. My house, we're neighbors. We live right next door to each other and everything. And I'm not allowed to walk into that house unless I knock on the door and unless I'm told it's okay to come in. And if I do, even though I'm religious and you're religious and we're best friends and we share this and we share that, that's an Isur. I did a violation because I went out of bounds. Ki kol bechinas kovoid shemalubash bechol dovar, because every single aspect of Hashem's kavod that's found in every single thing in creation has its boundaries according to the purpose it's supposed to serve, and it's not allowed to go from its boundaries into another different boundaries. We know, for example, when you plant crops, the people that handle agriculture know exactly how close you can plant, you know, to make the best usage of the piece of land. But if you plant two of them too close, guy says, what are you, nuts? What are you leaving such a big space? Let's pack it in a little more. Pack it in a little more and the stuff starts growing and you see the whole thing fails. The whole crop fails because each one needs its space. And Rabbein Azal has a chapter in the Likutei Moran where he warns that among human beings, each person needs his space. And a rabbi, when he's teaching students, has to know that. He has to know that each person is a world with boundaries, and each person has to understand what my boundaries are, what his boundaries are, and I'm not in his boundary. I'm not in his pocket, and I'm not in his house, each one, to respect that in a certain way. We're best friends. We like each other. We share a lot. And there are certain things where you know that this is each one has to respect the other one's space. Paragraph Bays. V'zeh b'chinas kol isurei kilayim v'isur bosar b'cholov. An example of this is the Isser of Kilayim. You're not allowed to mix two different, you're not allowed to plant two different kind of fruits or two different kind together, or the Isser of meat and milk. Because we have to watch that each thing should be within its bounds and in its place. Because when two things that clash with each other, when you try mixing them together, two things that are not supposed to be mixed together, shekol echad yesh lo gvul acher, where each one of them has a different boundary, then each one messes up the other one's boundary. And when the boundary is broken, mishom hu yenikas hachitzoinim, that's where the chitzoinim, the klipos, are able to draw. When boundaries have been broken down, that's when the klipos can move in. That's when they can take over or they can draw energy. She'oimdim chutz l'gvul hakdusha. These klipos, where do they lurk? They're right outside the boundary of the kedusha. Va'oirvim u'mitzapim she'enister agvul chasishom. And they're waiting there. They're lying, waiting in ambush and hoping that a boundary, a fence, is going to come down and then they're going to move in. When the fences aren't up properly, then these klipos can move in. I was just thinking, you have coffee or tea. There are people that take it with sweetener. So you have these two things that don't resemble each other whatsoever. Coffee, ground coffee, is a bitter thing. Sugar is the opposite, it's sweet. Put coffee with sugar, voila, delicious, you know. Delicious. And then again, you take milk and add it, which is a totally different thing. Put it together, they blend perfectly. Then another guy says he sees there's sugar and there's salt. And they look exactly alike. And they smell exactly alike. Both of them have no smell at all. And the guy says, what's the big deal? Take a spoon of this or a spoon of that. It's the same thing. Put in two spoons of salt in the coffee and you see how great it tastes. I once had, it's always get to share a funny experience. I hope it's not Bittel Torah. I once, many, many moons ago, when I lived in the United States and I was rich and wealthy, I was a working person. I worked in computers, a consultant. So my wife and I used to go out to eat once a month, once in 2 months. We would go to a restaurant. So one time, and she loved steak. So sometimes I had to eat steak to make her happy. She doesn't want to eat alone. So we're in the restaurant. And they bring out a beautiful, delicious steak, and I taste it, and it tastes great, but it just needs a little bit of salt. So I put in a little salt. Next bite, eat it. Strange, it still needs a little salt, you know, because who knows, maybe I missed it with the salt shaker, you know. Put on a little more. This happened about 6 or 7 times. And then finally I said, hey, either I'm losing my mind, or... So I put a little bit of the salt in my hand, tasted it, to observe only that it wasn't salt, it was sugar. And I could have salted it from today till tomorrow, and that steak wasn't going to get any saltier. Now, back to earth. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas isur aroyos. With this, we could understand the whole concept of forbidden relationships. Ki hamuteres lozeh asur lozeh. This woman who is 100% kosher to this person, it's his wife, is 100% forbidden to that person. Ki kein hu kol isur aroyos. The whole topic of aroyos is based on that. That what's permissible to this one is forbidden to this one. Ki kol hakroivos. Because all the relatives, all the close relatives, hein kroivos of, whether it's the man's close relatives, his mother, sister, or hein kroivos ishtoi, or the relatives of his wife's sister, his wife, kulam eina masurim elo laze shein kreivoisov. They're only forbidden to him. My wife's sister is forbidden to me. My wife's mother is forbidden to me. But ulachar mutaris. But to her husband, she's 100% kosher. Or if chasham, her husband, is not there, she's permitted to 300,000 other men. She's permitted to me. It's forbidden because it's my wife's sister. V'chein lehefech. שהקרויבויס שלי שאחר, אסורס לו האחר ולאי מותרס. Same thing is regarding my friend or my next door neighbor. His wife's sister is forbidden to him, 100% forbidden. He gets kores, he gets death penalty. And to me, it's 100% kosher. וכן איסור אשס איש. And the same thing is regarding any married woman, שמותרס לבעלה, she's 100% permitted to her husband, ואסור לאחר, and forbidden to anybody else. וכן להפך, and vice versa. נמצא, שהמותרס לזה, אסור לזה. So we're saying that what's kosher, what's good for A, is bad for B. כי הכל לפי הגבול שיש לכל אחד ואחד. Each thing is based on the boundaries that it has. Hashem has defined the boundaries that this goes together with this and it does not go together with that. Salt goes together with steak and it does not go together with coffee. You know, so you can stand on your head, it ain't going to work. Ki bosar v'cholov heim shnei hafochim, because meat and milk are two opposites. Ki bosar hu mebechinas toikev hatzimtzum, because meat comes from the strictest type of constriction. Meat is red. Meat is esav, we said before. Meat has all kinds of properties that it represents. Ki ikar bosar she'osar medoraisa hu besar behema. Because the main type of meat that's forbidden according to the written Torah is meat of an animal. Remember, in the Chumash, it does not say you're not allowed to have chicken with milk. That's the Rabbanan learned it out, you know. But according to the written Torah, it's Bosar Behema that's Osar. Umelech Shebe Behemois Hu Shor. The king of all Behemois is the ox, as the Gemara says in Chagiga. Because on the throne of Hashem, you have the images of the four leaders. You have the lion, who's the king of all the Chayois, the non-domesticated animals. You have the Shor, the ox, who's the lion's on the right side. The shor, the ox, who's the leader of all the behemois, is on the left side. And then you have the eagle, who's the leader of all the birds. And then you have man, who's the leader of all of create, you know, all the created things. So the umelech shebe behemois hu shor. The shor hu bechinas ha tzimtzum. And we know that shor represents tzimtzum, constriction. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Yechezkel, Upnei hashor me hasmoil, that the face of the ox is on the left side of the throne of Hashem. The left side is always tzimtzum, gvura, din. Shemishom hatzimtzum. V'chol hagvulin shel hakdusha heim nemshochim mebechinas hatzimtzum kiyadua. And all boundaries, whenever we talk about boundaries, limits, all come from the left side. The left side is the concept of constriction, tzimtzum. The right side is chesed. Chesed is poiseach ches yodecha. Open your hands, open your doors. Why? That's chesed. Left side is closed, tzimtzum. Remember the five letters that close a word, menatzbach, mem nun sadbe, they're called gvurois. They're called midas adin because they close. Close is a concept of boundary, to close in an area. They all draw from that left side, from that image of the shoyer, the ox. So therefore, when we speak about meat, beef is a concept of tzimtzum. It's coming from the shoyer, from that left side. The cholov, whereas milk, it's the exact opposite. Milk represents sweetening or widening the tzimtzum, opening up the boundaries. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says in Bchoyrois, dam nekar v'nasecholov, that blood gets converted to milk. Converted means the opposite, right? Like a non-Jew converts to Judaism, blood converts to milk. Because blood is a concept of din, tzimtzum. Ubeshas leida, and at a time of birth, dam nekar v'nasecholav. The blood goes through a certain process and it changes into milk. Shehu bechinas hamtokas v'harchovas hatzimtzum. That's a concept of sweetening the din and opening up the tzimtzum. Because during the time that the woman is pregnant, the blood is gathering. She's in a super midas hadin. She's in a sakona. She's in danger. And it keeps building until it gets to the climax when she's about to give birth. And then there is this opening. Everything opens, the child comes out, there's this birth, and that's a super hamtoka sadinim. And this takes place specifically at a time of birth. Because the truth is, listen to this very carefully, he's going to give us rules to be able to understand how the world works, how the spiritual world works. Kibemis, afal pisha osur listor velifroitz hagvul chasashon, even though usually you're not allowed to break any boundaries, you're not allowed to tear down a fence, you're not supposed to break down walls and things like that. Afal pikein, despite that, Tzorich kol echod liroisu lehishtadeh laharchiv gvul hakdusha. Each Jew's mission in this world is to broaden the boundaries, to extend the fences, to make the fences move out as far as they can. Dehainu shegvul hakdusha yispashet v'yisrachev v'yimotach v'yisgadel moed. That the boundaries of the kedusha should spread and widen and stretch and become larger and larger. Again, what's our mission? To have smaller shuls, smaller yeshivas, or the bigger the better, a bigger shul, a bigger, more students. You have the famous story in the Gemara, remember, where Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi, and while he was the Nasi, he put a guard at the gate, and he wouldn't, anytime somebody wanted to come into the yeshiva, they would check them out first very carefully, you know, to see if they were worthy and deserving of coming in. Then the Gemara tells a whole incredible story that happened, how Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal devised the whole plan to dethrone Rabban Gamliel. And when Rabban Gamliel was dethroned and new management came in, it says that day they opened up the door to yeshiva, and there's a debate whether 400 or 700 or 800 benches, new benches, got it added to the yeshiva. Those thousands of students, new students came in. And the Gemara says, on that day, they learned Masechta Edyos. One of the most outstanding parts of Shas was learned that day. Why? Because they took down a fence. They widened the tzimtzum. They took off a limitation. However, here again, are you allowed to invite non-Jews to come in to learn? It's a mitzvah to widen it. Are we supposed to put up signs? Are we supposed to proselytize? You know, go into all the non-Jewish newspapers and tell them, please come to out. Asur, you're not allowed to do that. V'zeh ikr kiyum ha'olam. And this is the most important thing that keeps the world alive and going. When each and every person is trying to widen the boundaries of Kedusha. What's widening the boundaries of Kedusha? To add, till now I was learning an hour a day. I want to try to move up to an hour and a half a day. That's widening the boundaries of Kedusha. In time, in space, in quality, in quantity. I was giving $1,000 to tzedakah. I want to give $2,000. I want to give $10,000. Ki lo yisoyhu bro lo sheves yotzra. Because the world was not created to remain in darkness. Hashem created the world for us to inhabit the world. Each time a new child is here again. You have certain countries, like China, Soviet Russia, where they educated the people to limit how many, one child and a dog or a cat, right? That's a good family size. Because again, to them it looked that if the people, if they have a billion people and they're going to start having 7, 8 kids, you know, they're going to fall off the world. Or you know, the government isn't going to be able to control it at all. So this is what seemed to them to make sense. We know according to the Torah, when it comes to Jews who observe mitzvahs, every additional child that's born brings Moshiach closer. It's major tikkun olam. It's a major blessing to the whole world. Ki lotzeis chutz lagvul osur, because to go out of boundary, that's forbidden. Avol besoich hagvul, but within the boundaries, tzrichen lehishtadel shiye nimtach. A person, our mission is to stretch and extend the boundaries as far as we can. Here again, tzedakah. Is a Jew allowed to give all of his money away to tzedakah? The Gemara says, don't. You know why? Because then you're going to be poor, and we're trying to get rid of poor people. We don't want poor people. We want people, you know, everybody to have food and to survive. So the Gemara says, if you want to give a lot, don't give more than 20%. under normal circumstances. Why? Because again, if you do, you're going to make a mess. Instead of helping poor people, you're going to become a poor person. We're going to have another guy on the poor man's list. But here again, within that boundary, a person who's giving 10% and can up it to 11% or 12%, that's an accomplishment. If he can afford it, if all the things are in place. Ki gvulei ha-kedusha hi bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. Because the boundaries of Kedusha are the concept of Eretz Yisrael, sheyecholo lehispashet harbe moed, which has the ability to stretch very, very far. Eretz Yisrael has the ability to spread and to stretch, as the Gemara says. V'yesh koyach l'chol odom l'hamtik ha'gvul v'hatzimtzum, and each and every single person has the ability to sweeten the boundary, to extend the tzimtzum, at shekol gvul u'gvul yeh nimtach v'yispashet harbe moed, to the point where every one of the boundaries will stretch as far as it can go in a healthy way. V'yispashet harbe moed, it'll extend very, very far. Ki kach bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu esaylomoi, because this is how Hashem created the world, sheyeh koyach hazeh l'kol echod, that each and every single human being should have that power, should have the ability to grow. Again, you have a kid who's born and he's a little tiny infant, and then you feed, he weighs 4 pounds, and then you start feeding him, and suddenly he's 6 pounds, 9 pounds, 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 150 pounds. Then he gets married, and suddenly it's not 150 pounds, it's 300. It's him and his wife. Now there's two. Started out with one kid, now I have two. A person, every person who marries off a child knows you didn't give away, you didn't lose a son, you gained a daughter-in-law. And you know, you didn't, it's not less, you have more now. Now you have two kids. And then they start having children. That's on that level. Same thing as in Parnassa. Person's trying to grow. He starts off from a certain place. He opens one store, then he opens two stores. He tries to grow. Lahavdil begashmius and baruchnius. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, vayim tochem ko'oihel losheves. He spread them out like a tent to sit under. Yim tochem means to stretch and spread out. Vam Rabbi Senazal, the Gemara says in Chagiga, B'tchilo bron kemin shtei pakiyos shel shesi, that in the beginning, when Hashem first created, he created like two threads. V'yachakach metochon, and then he stretched them out to form a world, you know, etc., etc. V'ze hakoyach nimshach b'chol habriya kula, and this power, this growing power, this stretching power, Hashem has put into the entire creation, Shehem nimtochim v'nisrachvim al yedei kedushas Yisrael, whereby everything in creation can grow and can increase based on the holiness of the Jewish people, Sheyesh lehem koyach laharchiv ulegadel gvulei hakedusha, who have the ability to widen and extend the boundaries of kedusha, Sheyu nimtochin umisrachim v'yochin, that they should stretch and widen and broaden. V'zeh bechinas, this is what another pasuk says in Yeshaya, Harchivi mekoim oholech, widen the place of your tent, v'yerios mishkanoisayech yatu, and extend the curtains of your mishkan, of your dwelling. Al tachsoichu, don't hold back. Go big, spread out. Ki yomin usmoil tifroitzi, because Hashem says, I want you to spread to the right and to the left. V'al kein, and therefore, bishas haleida, at a time of birth, hu bechinas harchovas gvul hakdusha. That's a perfect example where the boundary of Kedusha is being extended, right? Started off with just a husband and wife, two people living in this apartment, and she gives birth, and suddenly a whole new world. Now we're a threesome. Now there's three of us. Oz dam nekar v'nasecholov. What happens? Blood gets changed into milk. When she's giving birth, that's when the blood becomes milk. Blood is the tzimtzum, blood is the left side, the red, the gvura, is getting converted to white, to cholov, which is spreading out. Dahainu, shenimtak hagvul vahatzimtzum, the boundary, the constriction, has been sweetened, shehu b'chinas domim, which is the concept of blood, v'dinim and midas hadin v'nase cholov, and it's been changed to milk, shehu mechayes havlat u'magdiloi, which is what gives the baby nourishment and helps it grow, right? The calcium, the milk is what the baby needs to really start growing. Nimtza. So we see clearly that milk represents widening the tzimtzum. Milk is associated with a birth. What is birth? Harchovas hagvul. More people. This is why we're not allowed to mix meat and milk. Because they contradict each other. They're moving in opposite directions. Ki be'emes, now Rav Nosson Zal explains again, because the truth is, tzrichim daiko shtei abechino, shel bosa v'cholav. You need both. In order to succeed in life, in order to accomplish anything, you must have both. Ki ha-tzimtzum hi kiyum ho'ilam. Because tzimtzum is what makes it that the world should exist. If there are no boundaries, it's all over, right? My house is your. There are places where they try that, communes, where they have these communes or kibbutz. Nothing, no boundaries. We share everything. Or everybody eats in the communal dining room. We share our wives. We share everything. It works. That can succeed. Can that succeed? We know it can't succeed. Impossible. Because Rav Nosson Zal, the Torah tells us that tzimtzum is kiyum ho'ilam. In having boundaries is what keeps the world alive. And without that, the world can't exist. Communism, right? Nobody owns anything. Everybody share. We're all sharing. Where did it go? Everybody shared. It really worked. We had a few guys robbing everything, becoming billionaires, and the people suffering because they had no initiative to work. If I know if I work 8 hours a day or if I work 2 hours a day, I'm going to get the same 50 cents. Why should I work the 8 hours? No motivation, no inspiration. V'alkein b'shas b'riya soilam omar Hashem yisborach lo ilomoy die. And this is why the Gemara tells us that when Hashem was creating, at one point he said, die, enough, stop. So that things should not extend past a certain boundary which is damaging or harmful. So that's on one hand. On one hand, we just learned the critical importance of boundaries and tzimtzum, without which the world can't exist. However, despite that, even though tzimtzum is so necessary, the mission is expansion, growth, to try to widen the tzimtzum as to try to extend, broaden, and widen the kedusha within the right boundaries. To as far out as it can go, she yispashe tagvul hakedusha v'yenimtach moed, that the boundaries of kedusha should be open wide and stretched as far as it can possibly go. V'ze b'chinas cholov kanal, that's the concept of milk. V'alkein osur la'arev elu shnei dvorim, this is why you're not allowed to mix the two things. Dainu bosur b'cholov yachad, to put them together. Shelo yistor echod es chaverichas shom, so that each one shouldn't contradict the other one and mess up the other one's ability to function. Shehu churban hoilom es chashon. That's destruction of the worlds. Not just world. That destroys all the worlds. When each one isn't allowed to function properly, when people are clashing with each other, when again, I go into your space, you go into my space, each one doesn't respect his own space, this churban olamos, ki tzrichin shnei habechinos daika shel bosor v'shel cholkana, because we need both of these. We need the bosor, the tzimtzum, and we need the cholov, the archovah.